Yeah, I mean, and I was with those guys after their loss earlier in the season to Texas San Antonio, who I thought was going to have a pretty good team, and it just hadn't worked out for them. But you reverse that win or that loss, and you get them to 26-4 at that point, or something along those lines. They do get to New York with that, possibly, if they could beat if they could have beaten Oklahoma State the next night. But that was a tough one for them. That's the only bad loss on their resume. OU's not a good loss either, but. They'll be a fun team to watch. We got a lot of listeners in Tulsa right now. All right, KU Mizzou, for the last time in Allen Fieldhouse that we know of, you know the crowd in there is going to be amped. Projection on the spread of this, 7-8 for KU?
The number, I think you're a little bit high in that ballpark. I think this number opened slightly below what we saw Kansas lay to Baylor, where they were a 7-point favorite. I think Kansas projects out to about a six, you know, let's put it 5.5 to 6.5 in that range. Missouri's lost to K-State doesn't exactly help the cause. I do think situationally it's a great spot for the Jayhawks when you consider that they had Missouri beat in Columbia, and if it wasn't for an improbable late run from the Tigers. I think Kansas, you know, goes out there, takes care of business. I'm just not sure I'd be real comfortable laying a heavy number, especially if it comes out over 3 possessions.
I got KU in that one. I really do. I mean, Missouri, I think they're an interesting matchup in the tournament, and I'm going to run this by you, that they can't guard teams with bigger people that can put the ball on the floor, and that's what K-State did to them the other night. Their guys were getting right into the lane for easy jumpers because Missouri's so small. Now, if they get a team that is guard-oriented, I think they can beat anybody in the country, but there are a couple of teams matchup-wise that could take Mizzou out as a, you know, a 2 or 3 seed in the second round.
No doubt about it. I think Missouri is one of those teams on Selection Sunday that has to sit and wait with bated breath, hoping that they have the makeup in their individual region of teams that they can just blow by. I think you make a great point, Mark. If a team has good guard play and big men that they can pound the ball into, Missouri will be hard-pressed to beat some of those teams. You talk about the likes of Kentucky and Syracuse, the truly elite teams in the nation. Missouri not quite in that class this year.
All right, let's talk NBA. We got a couple of good ones tonight. The Heat and the Knicks. I think the Heat match up very well against the Knicks. I think that if they need to, Chalmers can check Lynn, but it's a pretty steep price tonight, 9.5.
Interesting move on this. This number actually opened at 10. It was dummied up to 10.5. That's when the professionals made their move and they bet the underdog. Series history between these two, even before the Linsanity era began. The Knicks have played the Heat extremely well. It's one of the few times a year that you'll get max effort out of Carmelo Anthony, Amari Stoudemire, and everybody else on that roster. I do think the Heat are the best team in the NBA right now, and I know that's not what Thunder fans want to hear, but I think Miami will be hard-pressed to cover this big number tonight, although I'm real curious to see how Jeremy Lin matches up with the physical nature of LeBron James.
All right, you got the Thunder, 6.5 over the Lakers. How do you see that game? Where's the money moving?
Number opened at 7. It's come down a bit. Thunder in a tough back-to-back spot. I know they didn't have to exert a ton of energy in disposing of the Celtics, ending, I believe, a 29-game streak for Boston of holding opponents under 100. I think Oklahoma City will be ready for this game. I'm just not sure I'd be in a hurry to run and lay the 6.5 at this point. I do think they win, but I think the spread won't be decided until the final second.
All right. Very good. How about the celebrity game? Is there an odd on that? Odds on that with Gottlieb playing? On All-Star Weekend?
Oklahoma's native son, Doug Gottlieb, he's actually a favorite to score the first bucket at 4-1 in that game. I'm wondering if Doug is going to try and take the tip, and then he'll try and steal the ball away from whoever he can to make sure he gets on the score sheet first, something that he didn't have the luxury of doing all that often when he played his college ball in Stillwater.
Yeah, it's going to have to be a layup. All right, World Match Play is going on, which makes – that's kind of a good way for people that enjoy golf to bet because you don't have to worry about the entire field. You can make a heads-up wager. Who's the favorite in that, and are there any people that you like in this maybe that the house is overlooking?
Rory McIlroy has moved to the front after yesterday's games. He is now listed at 8-1 to win the entire event. I'll be honest, when it comes to match play, I think it's extremely tough to try and handicap from a future standpoint. I tell anybody inclined to bet the golf to look at the individual matchups. You'll have real manageable prices at the same time. You know, knowing the tenuous nature of things, be very careful when you're looking to lay a favorite of over $2. A lot can happen, so I'd probably seek out a live underdog in that plus 130 to plus 140 range whenever possible.
Yeah, I mean, like yesterday, the mechanic, Miguel Angel Jimenez, was plus $2 against Sergio. I thought that one was an easy one. And Jimenez is a winning again today over Bradley, two up through two holes.
Some of these guys just, they perform much better under these conditions. The guys that are mentally tough and have games built for it, you're allowed one bad hole as long as you're consistent, whereas the guys that want to try and play precise every single shot, they can be automatic go-against. And I also caution guys out there looking to bet the golf, know you're going to pay a premium to back golfers like Tiger Woods, even Rory McIlroy, and the other elite players in the field.
All right, I've got some friends coming out to Vegas this weekend. What is there to do special this weekend?
From a special standpoint, I always recommend absinthe for those folks making their trip out to Vegas throughout the month of March, one of the more unheralded shows, a little raunchier side of Cirque du Soleil. But I know most of the sports animal listeners won't shy away from that type of thing. There's an act in there where there's a tightrope walking keg stand, which I think anybody can relate to and really take advantage if you have a chance to see the show.
That's nice. Do you make a cameo in that?
I have not made a cameo in that. I don't think Angel Perino, you know, co-stars with Holly Madison on Holly's World, has invited me up on stage just yet. We will continue to push for it, though, in the summer months, at least when the sports book slows down.
All right. Go to toddstake.com to read Todd's blog. A lot of good stuff on there, and you can even hear our segment on there as well. So, Todd, always great to talk to you. We'll see you soon.
Always a pleasure, Mark. Enjoy the games this weekend, and good luck with some of your wagering opportunities.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's Todd Furman from Caesars Palace in Las Vegas. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. It will be an Ozarka water break. Get refreshed.